The paradoxical news from the campaign trail is that President Bush is losing in voter esteem, but Senator Kerry is not gaining in equal measure.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
The latest Gallup poll shows for the first time a majority, 51%, disapproving of Mr. Bush's overall job performance. Other recent polls show the president oscillating between 46 and 44% approval. And one of the most sensitive indicators of confidence in the president, asking whether the country is headed in the right direction, turns up only 33% of voters who think so. One Republican pollster, Steve Lombardo, attributes the loss of confidence to Iraq volatility and the prisoner abuse scandal. As the June 30th date for a handover of authority to the Iraqis nears, public doubt about the management of the occupation, if not the war itself, is likely to increase. The prisoner abuse scandal, along with continuing murders like the beheading of Nicholas Berg, have focused public attention on the negative side of the occupation. A political bounce for the president from the recent pickup in the economy is partly offset by the steep increases in gasoline prices and stirrings of inflation. And in an NBC Wall Street Journal poll, approval of the president's handling of the economy has fallen to a new 41% low. If the November election was simply a referendum on an incumbent president, Mr. Bush might well lose. But that is not the option Americans are given. They are asked to choose between incumbent and challenger. Asked simply whether the president should be reelected, 45% say yes, 49% reject him. But recent polls show Mr. Bush and Senator Kerry dead even or within a few points of each other. Put Ralph Nader in the mix and the margin narrows. What the surveys don't show is how many voters, disenchanted by Bush, unenchanted by Kerry, will just stay home on election day. That could well tip the balance. This is Daniel Shore.